2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show. It's the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast, and we're already starting out with Danielle eating.
Yep. I'll tell you why. So I am getting a little bit of a migraine. As you know, I get those. I went upstairs to take half of a pill to try and nip it in the butt. And if I take it on an empty stomach, it's not the best thing. So I had to get a little something to nosh on.
Aww.
I think you need low-dose mushrooms.
Yes, microdose.
That's what you think? Okay.
I think so.
I don't know. It could make it worse.
It might make it worse.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway,
Did Danielle say nip it in the butt?
She did.
Nip it in the bud.
It's the bud. B-U-D.
Yeah.
I thought you said butt.
I'd like to nip it in the bud, but...
I think butt makes sense, though.
In the bud.
Wow. Yeah, butt does make more sense than bud, doesn't it? What does nip it in the bud? What is the origin of
that? I think it's a gardening reference, isn't
it?
Sounds like it would be.
Stopping something from happening before it progresses.
Before it goes past the bud stage.
Right.
That makes sense.
It sounds very botanical.
Yes. But if you nip me in the butt, I will stop doing whatever I do.
Maybe. Also true.
True.
Some people
or make you go faster.
Right.
All right, I have a question. What does easy peasy mean? Where did that come from?
I don't know.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Yeah, what the hell does that mean?
It just rhymes.
Just rhymes.
All right. You know, every day we have to check the quality of Brody's microphone. How is it today, Brody?
Well, you tell me, because last night, Skiri said, let's do a sound. I told him to do a sound check. He goes, all right, I'll call you back in 5 minutes. That was 14 hours ago, so I never got my sound check.
I fell asleep.
Yeah.
Respect my workspace and my home space.
Yeah, but you said you were going to do it. That's the difference.
He said.
You said you're calling him back.
I know, but sometimes the fatigue kicks in.
But shouldn't you be closer to your mic? Like, how come we're all
he
right
He should
up
be closer
it?
To his yeah. microphone.
But you're not.
Right.
And that microphone needs to be approached from the side, not from the top.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
that's the mic pattern.
How's this?
Better.
Is this better?
Much better.
Good.
I can actually hear you.
That's good.
So what Skiri's saying is if we can see your face, you're not using it correctly.
Correct.
How about now? Is it better now?
Yes.
You have to do this.
Okay.
Oh my God, you're making that noise, Danielle. Don't do that.
Every microphone has a pickup pattern. And the pickup pattern of that mic is here, like on the side.
Yep,
into the side.
I know. I know.
Right.
Not the top like that.
Yeah, my old one was like that too.
Really Skiri?
If we could go on and on about this for at least 10 more minutes, then we'd have a complete podcast.
Now Skiri's interested. Last night.
Hasn't Skiri, though, fallen asleep on the phone with someone in here before?
Yeah, all of us.
All of us.
I have audio in the system of Skiri falling asleep on the phone. I mean, him snoring. You have that, Skiri?
And he eats on the phone, too. All right, so we do know that Danielle has a migraine approaching, so let's be very delicate with our Daniela.
I'm good, thank you.
Here at the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast today, the present people today are Froggy and Gandhi and Skiri and Danielle and Scotty B and Straight and Nate and Brody and Garrett.
Yes.
Garrett!
You know, we never really see Diamond. She should come join us.
She's behind Nate.
Diamond!
If you position your screen.
Log in. Can she log in?
Sam should join in sometime.
I could pipe her in right now.
Zoom in.
Well, Diamond could be our special guest today.
Special guest.
Special guest Diamond.
Diamond got into a fight with a little kid.
Oh, I want to hear her story.
Oh, yeah.
thanks for teeing that up.
I think this should for sure become an is it you, is it them thing.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
There's some very strong opinions.
Okay, let me pull that up.
Is Diamond on another planet right
now?
I mean, how long does it take to get in from another room?
Get in, Diamond.
Come on.
Talk into the mic at least.
She said it's spinning, yeah.
You got to talk into the microphone.
Can she just come use yours, Nate?
What are you, Brody?
All right, she's coming in now. Here she is.
There she is.
Hey,
oh, no. Diamond.
Diamond, get the light from outside, out from behind you, because we can't see your face.
Or pull that shade
down.
Turn
the computer.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Well,
other way.
This is like Uncle Johnny turning on the thing.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, that's
look
better.
At that speed.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
We got to get back on the show. TikTok. I still can't see your face.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, my God. What was that?
Elvis got so excited for a second.
Like a big silver penis.
All right. Mute her.
I'll mute her. All right, mute it. All right, she's good.
I'm muted.
Okay.
All right, can you hear us clearly, Diamond?
I know. Okay.
Diamond. Hi. Diamond, you got to speak into the microphone.
Close.
Can you? This is a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. I know. So, Diamond. Diamond, focus. So you got into a fight with a kid?
Not necessarily, but I think that we're starting a little battle. Okay,
okay, what's going on? Who is it, first of all?
My neighbor's little bratty kid. Okay.
How old's the kid?
I got to be like, let's say 13.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a grown man in my book.
Yeah, just a douchebag. Yeah. Anyway, so I go to bed at 8 o'clock, or I'm in the bed at 8 o'clock every night. I don't play about my sleep, right? 10 p.m., this little fool decides that he's going to go into his front yard and bounce a damn basketball as if, you know, NBA draft is next week. I don't understand what's going on.
What time of night is this again?
10 p.m. Number one, it's dark. Number two, it's cold. What are you doing outside? So this morning, I decided that as I was warming up my car at 4:30-ish, I was going to sound the alarm of my car for a minute and a half.
Oh, my God.
Damn. Yep.
Yeah. So wake up your grandmother, your mother, you, your sister, everyone in the neighborhood, like everyone on the block, everyone's going to get up because I wasn't able to go to sleep in a timely fashion.
Good.
Yeah.
You get him. Wow. You get him, Diamond.
I'm ready to go to war.
I don't know.
Do you think if Michael Jordan had a neighbor like Diamond, he would be who he is? No, Michael Jordan played at 10 o'clock at night. You're stunting this kid's growth of becoming a basketball player,
get
Diamond.
Get out of here.
That's crap.
He is not Michael Jordan.
He's not.
I think that if you're like us and you have these stupid, fucked up hours, I don't think the rest of the world should have to pay for that. I think that's our fault. I think being up and dribbling a basketball at 10 o'clock is totally appropriate.
Yeah.
10 p.m. Silent hour starts at 9.
Thank you.
But 10
Thanks, Grandma Gandhi.
No, that's the rules of my building.
Oh.
What, do you live
9
in the
o'clock, you're not
Miami?
Allowed to start creating a ruckus.
But how much noise does basketball make?
More than
And you use the word ruckus.
Yeah.
You're getting older as we sit here.
Absolutely. I'm all on board with Diamond declaring war on this kid. First of all, if you're as tall as me, you're a grown-up, so you can do whatever. War declared.
In all fairness, though, Gandhi.
If nobody is checking, like, that kid at 10 p.m. bouncing his basketball outside your house, I think vengeance at 5 in the morning or whenever you leave, 4:45, totally fine.
Thank you.
I love this for you.
Wake up, kid. Wake up. Now you come outside
Brody,
and bounce
Brody.
The basketball.
I think
you have to handle it Brooklyn style and yell out the window, get in the fucking house! You know, scare the kid. Either that or pop his basketball when he's not looking.
Oh,
that's next.
You could have
also been an adult about it, and today you could have just gone over and talked to an adult over there and said, hey,
listen,
just so you know, I'm trying to sleep, if you wouldn't mind, blah, 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 and see if you could handle it that way.
His mom knows what I do.
Go, oh, so sorry.
Diamond, you should have looked around for the basketball, and maybe you could have grabbed a Sharpie and wrote on the basketball, please don't bounce this at 10 o'clock at night, you asshole.
Oh, and that's a good plan.
Put it back.
That's next.
Yeah. You think LeBron James's neighbors did that to him growing up?
How many basketball players are you going to name?
You keep bringing up the pros.
Exactly. They started somewhere, though. They too lived next to a neighbor that probably didn't like
Garrett,
them playing basketball.
He could do this at, I don't know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 5,
Thank
6,
you.
7 o'clock.
He could have a job.
That's when everybody
at
practices.
At 13, he doesn't have a job.
Right, you practice at 10 o'clock at night.
I don't know. I had a job when I was 13.
Right, practice in the house.
He probably has a lot of homework. I know my 13-year-old has too much freaking homework.
Well, he can do at 10 p.m.
Yes.
So, Diamond, you haven't even thought about going over there. Would there be retaliation from the family against you if you went over there and said, hey, can you please?
Well, listen, I'm just going to say this. If they do decide to retaliate, I'm ready for war.
Oh my gosh.
This is awful.
Yeah.
This is awful.
I love it.
One way to settle this, one-on-one, you versus the kid on the court, first one to 10 wins.
Oh, and I'll win.
The kid's been practicing. He's going to win.
Exactly.
No. Are you kidding?
He's short. I see Diamond doing the Mutombo. Get that out of here. Finger shaking his face.
Like it.
My money's always on Diamond.
If he does go pro, you know who's not getting tickets.
Yeah, whatever.
Team Diamond. I think it's him.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Has anybody else noticed Nate's name on his Zoom?
Oh, yeah. It's been like that for days.
Oh, has it?
You guys just noticed this?
I'm just seeing it.
I left it there. I was going to change it. I'm like, no, if he wants to reminisce about his days when things were better, he can go ahead and do that.
That's right.
Yeah.
The days where he made a decent salary.
I don't know. I don't think I made much. In fact, there's a picture of me stripping where you can see a quarter laying on the stage. That's rather embarrassing.
I think if you tip a dancer a quarter, you're there to insult them.
That's rude.
Or hurt them.
Can't throw change at people.
Just try not to remember those times struggling, washing plastic dinnerware because I couldn't get other plastic dinnerware.
Did you have breakaway pants?
I did. Yeah.
Do you still have them?
Grab the crotch and rip them off.
No, you grab the sides. You grab the sides, and then you pull, and the seams along your outside of your legs.
Did you buy those from Bonobos?
No. No, we had them made, actually. No.
Probably merry-go-round back then.
I have a social dilemma for you.
Ooh.
Should you tell your neighbor that you saw their kid sneak the car out late at night?
No.
Depends on the neighbor.
Do you like? Yeah. No, it depends on the kid. Do you like the kid?
Depends on the car.
And how old is the kid, I want to know?
Teens.
Mm. Like 16 or like 13?
Okay, God, Danielle, you know what I'm trying to say. They're too young to be driving.
Oh. Too young to drive, you got to tell. You have to tell.
You have to tell them.
Yeah, they may run somebody over.
See, Danielle's a parent, so usually you look at this totally differently, right?
Well, I look at it, one, from a safety issue, from, like Garrett said, he may run somebody over if he does it again and, you know, doesn't know what the hell he's doing. And he shouldn't be behind the wheel of the car. It's dangerous for himself as well. Don't do it.
Did any of you ever steal the car?
I did once.
I stole the car once when I was young, when I was way too young, and it stalled, and my dad had to come get me, and it was the most awful day of my life.
I think there's another way to do it. I think you're better off to, you don't have to tell on the kid, but just say, hey, I saw you guys, were you leaving last night around 10:30? And just leave it at that.
Well, that sounds creepy. No. Leaving at 10:30 last night?
I would have a conversation. Go ahead, Frog, sorry.
You could be, I was outside doing something, I saw you guys leaving at 10:30. We didn't leave at 10:30. Oh, I saw your car leave. Leave it at that. Otherwise, if you're tattletaling, no, that's bad. It's bad news. I don't like that.
You are tattletaling. That's what you're doing the same
thing. It's a kid. It doesn't count as tattletaling if it's a little kid.
Because this is when he grows up, he's going to fuck your yard up or fuck your house up.
Give the basketball a dribble.
Next door at 10 o'clock. I would say, I didn't know Kyle was old enough to drive. That's so great.
That's good. That's a good one.
Have a good night. Bye.
And he's fart, and Kyle
you
is fart 7.
And get out. Right.
I accidentally ratted out the neighbor's kid because one night there was this rager of a party in the backyard of the house next to us. And it was a big party going till late, early in the morning, in fact. And the next day, I'm like, I'm just going to text the neighbor because we've been meaning to go over there and say hi. I go, hey, sounded like quite a party last night. I hope you guys had fun. Then she replies, we're in Florida. What happened last night? And it was their kids that were throwing a rager. I'm like, shit.
Same thing happened to us, but when we told the parents, they were like, yeah, we know. We're home. And I was like, what? There are kids pissing in my bushes. This was a crazy huge party, and I cannot believe that it was sanctioned by the parents.
Wow.
I hear there's a lot of houses like that. A lot of parents are like, yeah, well, it's better than drinking and driving underage. They're going to do it anyway. They're gonna drink underage. They might as well be in a safe house. Let's all invite the kids
over. Let me tell you something. If you're in charge of my kid at a party at your house, and I find out you were letting alcohol for under...
You see this in the news, and you will be arrested.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, I'm not saying it's right, but I know it goes on.
Could you talk to the kid and be like, listen, you little idiot, I saw what you did, and if you do it again, I'm going to bust you for it, but in order to keep me silent and not anybody get in trouble,
mow my lawn
or like clean my toilet or just, you know, work out a deal with the kid and then let him know, I'm watching you, don't do that shit again.
Gandhi, wow.
Nothing like blackmailing a teenager.
Yeah, you're teaching them blackmail, Gandhi.
Why not? It's part of life. Cool. We all know it. Learn it young.
I don't know. I think it's edgy.
I love these conversations. You can tell how much Gandhi loves kids.
Yeah, yeah,
well, there is that. All right. Well, that was my contribution.
Oh, cool.
Well, we're out of time. That's so great contribution.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. We loved
Yay.
It. We nipped it in the butt.
I like that. We learned a lot this session, including that Gandhi's a cold-hearted bitch.
I feel like I would work out deals.
We already knew that. Toilet.
Work out deals. Yes, we did know that, Nate.
All right, maybe tomorrow Brody's microphone will be louder.
I thought we fixed it.
Cover your face and talk into the mic.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, but if the mic's right here, his mic sounds better.
It sounds wrong the way Scary put it, but it's the technical way to work.
It's not really a good microphone for on camera, maybe, is what we should discuss.
Talking to the shaft, not the head.
Correct.
There you go.
There you go.
Just the tip. Talking to the tip. And look me in the eye.
Okay.
A lot of opportunity for some photoshopping here.
Okay, I'm going to leave now.
Goodbye.
You break your pants off.
Michael J. Cox leaves first.
Goodbye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.